working with ESP32 GPIO ports and ESP IDF. This tutorial will help you program your ESP32 GPIO ports in VS Code using the ESP IDF code extension. Introduction. Working with the official ESP IDF code extension in VS Code unlocks all the features of your ESP32 device. These features include various GPIO port functions. You can find these functions in the APIs or macros of the GPIO ports library in ESP IDF. Before continuing, make sure you've read these prerequisite articles. Getting started to code an ESP IDF using Visual Studio Code. Run your first ESP32 program in Visual Studio Code. How to create a new project in ESP IDF using Visual Studio Code. Here, you'll learn to initialize your ESP32 IOs as GPIO through concrete examples. How do you initialize the GPIO ports? First, you should include the peripheral GPIO header file driver, GPIOH, at the beginning of your code. Then, the GPIO ports should be initialized or configured at the start of your program. There are several ways to do this. The easy way is to use the basic GPIO API functions GPIO_reset_pin, GPIO_pad_select_GPIO, GPIO_set_direction, and GPIO_set_pull_mode, among others. There is also another method to configure several GPIOs simultaneously using a data structure. It's by using GPIO_config. However, you may have to use some bit masking techniques to achieve your desired results. What's good about GPIO_config is that it automatically sets the pins to the default GPIO state when called. Below are some practical examples of GPIO configurations in ESP IDF. Example 1. Lighting a multicolor LED strip. Example 1 shows configuring GPIO ports to light up an LED strip. This example consecutively sets and resets ESP32 pin values. You can refer to the basic circuit of this prototype ESP32 learning kit for the LED connections. At the beginning of the code, several definitions exist to map the GPIO pins correctly. In main, GPIO set direction, pin number GPIO mode, sets the GPIOs as outputs. After that, GPIO set level, pin number level, outputs the desired logic of the pin inside a while loop with delays. Seeing the code execution above, you'll notice some uninitialized ports having their LED strip lit up. You should be able to correct this by adding GPIO_pad_select_GPIO to these ports to get them to a GPIO state. Example 2. Another method to configure the GPIO ports. Example 2 initializes and configures the GPIOs using the GPIO_config API. Three LED strips are used here, and the ports are configured through one GPIO_config statement. Note that there are several other statements required before executing the said API. A GPIO_config_T structure should be filled with values beforehand. Bitmask, pull down, pull up, mode, and interrupt properties are the required fields to be filled up in the structure. Several bitmasks can be ORed together to represent the different GPIO ports. As in the previous example, the LEDs are lighted consecutively with delays. Example 3. Push buttons as inputs. Example 3 configures GPIOs as inputs to get the digital values of several push button switches so that the user can control the lights of an LED strip. An internal pull-up resistor is also enabled in one of those ports. The other ports are pulled up through external resistors because they don't have internal pull-ups. The ports can be configured as input GPIOs with pull-ups through the mode and pull_up_end structure members of the GPIO_config_T. Alternatively, they can be configured using the GPIO_set_direction and GPIO_set_pull_mode statements. Example 4. Open drain outputs. Example 4 configures one GPIO as an output in open drain configuration. You can drive external components with a higher supply voltage in this configuration. You can take out one transistor driver of a port and then hook the pin directly to the LED strip. This setup is okay as long as you drive the port an open drain. Note, however, that it has an inverted logic because it's open drain. After writing the other GPIO initialization statements, issue the GPIO underscore set underscore direction, LED underscore strip, 1 underscore G, GPIO underscore mode, underscore output, underscore OD, statement to set a pin as open drain. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Working with ESP32 GPIO Ports and ESP-IDF. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.